Nearly as old as Craig Heist. Who's wrapping things up down in Florida with the Nats. Been there through all of spring training, and he has seen, though there haven't been a lot of wins for the team, Heisty, a lot of promise as we enter the new season.
I don't think there's any question about it, guys. You know, the vibe in this clubhouse is like none I've seen since I started covering this team when they got to town in 2005. I think everybody to a man expects to win. They certainly have the pitching staff that can provide that. Now the problem for Davey Johnson is to try to get some of these guys, the ones that are down right now, healthy by the start of the season. We know two of them probably not going to be there when the bell rings on Thursday next week.
What are you most excited about?
Most excited about this starting pitching staff from Steven Strasburg, who'll start the opener on Thursday in Chicago. Then they go Gio Gonzalez, Jordan Zimmermann, and he just pitched his tail off yesterday. And also Edwin Jackson. You got two guys in that rotation and maybe three with Jordan who have a possibility of giving this club 200 innings this year.
I mean, that's a phenomenal prospect there for the pitching. Michael Morse was such a wonderful surprise and excitement for fans last year. What's the situation with him? How quickly is he healing? And when can we expect him back?
Well, I think we all felt what he could do, or we all wondered what he could do if he got a full season of at-bats, and he certainly proved that last year. Now, he's had the lat strain on the right side. He's gone through a couple of different treatments and then had a sonogram yesterday. The lat is healed. Now he can start baseball activities. He'll begin a throwing program. He's probably not going to start the season with the club, but they're hoping sometime along with Drew Storen, probably about mid-April.
What about Jason Wirth? I know he wants to have a better year this year. How's he looking so far?
He's looked great. He's got four home runs. He really is in a comfort zone at the plate. Hit one yesterday down in Port St. Lucie. And I think with the big contract that he signed and all of that pressure off of him now, he's ready to have a big year. And it'll help him tremendously if Ryan Zimmermann stays healthy all year.
Right. Oh, that's great news. What about Bryce Harper? I mean, we know he's in the minors. The expectation is he's going to get some work at center field there. When might we see him?
And that's where they want him to play. They want him to get the majority of the work in center field. And I think you're probably looking sometime late May, probably middle of June. And again, a lot of that depends on how this offense takes shape as the season goes on.
So how many games do you think the Nats will win this year? They won, what, 80 last year?
Yeah, well, they were one game under last year, so I've got them winning about 85 to 88 games this year. I think pitching is good enough with a break here and there. Who knows? They could contend. And also keep in mind, guys, you got that extra wild card spot this year.
All right. Well, let's hope we make it. It's very exciting, and I'm already looking for a single season, single games that I can look at in June when we expect Bryce Harper's back.
The only downer is I got to come home.
Your wife said the same thing.
Tell me about it.
Heisty, you've done a great job at spring training as usual. We look forward to having you back.
All right, guys.
All right, take Heist down in Florida.